In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, sometimes we do hear and are confronted with a word of another person explaining this or that topic of our holy faith. And this word is provoking us to deeper reflection. And on one hand, we can understand, I have never heard this. And this is intensifying my understanding about faith and my relationship with God. Or we hear something and we say, no, there's a lack of something is more essential. That's why I should a little bit see and access to the entire truth from a little bit different point of view. So, for instance, already several years ago, I have watched a video, and there it was reported about a monk who had a hard life, who has, as he was thinking, committed a crime, a very serious sin, and then he was all the time suffering. He was suffering because he said, I'm guilty, and will God forgive me or not? And then in the entire video, he has repeatedly told the word, I want to save my soul. I have to save my soul. Hopefully I can save my soul. From his side, it is understandable because he was really suffering. His contrition was sincere and he has suffered. And at the end of the story, it has come out that he was in error. He has not killed a person as he was presuming, but he didn't know the circumstances of the action. But this is not the point. I want to refer to his word, I want to save my soul. And when hearing this, I have also started to reflect. Is this 100% a correct word? On one hand, yes, because we do all want to come to heaven. We all want to be saved then by the grace of Jesus Christ and his act of satisfaction, redemption. That's true. But on the other hand, when we think about this word, it is sounding a little bit as selfishness. A person from outside will hear this word, could win the impression that we the Catholics are interested to use the religion, our holy religion, as instrument for our best, for my profit. God is then not in the center of our holy religion, but my private interest, as even if it's on other hand also just and correct, wishing to save the own soul. But let us nevertheless be sincere to ourselves and to ask the question, can that be really the last destination or destiny, or can this be the final aim? What for I am living here, and what for I am believing in God, trying to fulfill the will of God who has revealed himself in Jesus Christ, our divine Savior. And yes, we want to save our soul. But the religion is nevertheless, we should nevertheless be able to open for us also another access to the faith. what does the Holy Catholic religion means? What does it say? We human beings have left God, breaking with him in Adam and Eve, the original sin, of course, and then we as a big collective have left him, but God has nevertheless not punished us automatically, but he has stretched out for us the hand of salvation, the chance, giving us a chance to return. And that's why God has become man and he has suffered. Jesus Christ has identified himself with our sins, and he has made the act of reparation, and it means his love to us was much bigger and much deeper than the evil of the sin, than the curse of the sin. And by this way, by his endless eternal love, he has healed the wounds of our soul. Or this love is able to bring us back to God, becoming again in a special way his children, children by grace, and not only by creation. And so we see in the center of the Catholic faith, of the Christian revelation, is the eternal love of God. This is the last motivation. Jesus Christ has done the act of salvation because he is loving us. He was and he is loving us. And without understanding this view of the faith, we will miss something very essential. And when we sinners are observing this, are confronted with this truth, our reaction has to be to respond the eternal love of God in Jesus Christ. And then we do forget all our interests, and we forget to use eventually the faith as an instrument for my profit, for my best. And the love has the quality to be selfless. The love has the quality to be focused on the well-being of the object of our love. And so our parents have loved us, and we who have children, we do also love our children, not because later in our age they will support us. Possibly in the 10th or 20th grade, this is also true. But the love is always without having selfish interests. And so we should also avoid viewing our faith as something we can use for something is higher. But the highest is finally not to save my soul. When we bring it to the essential question, the last question, what is the only one you are searching in your life? And I think a pious soul, a very pious soul, will say, I want to respond Christ's love. I want to respond, he is loving us, and he has shown that and proved it by his life. So I am touched by his act of reparation of our sins. And then my final interest in my life is to love him too. To love him too, because this is giving me the basis of all I need. Let me remind the one word of Saint Paul the Apostle. In the New Testament, on one place he is speaking about his brothers in the Judaism. And he said, yeah, they are blind and so on. They don't see the truth of Jesus Christ. And then he said, I would accept to be punished by the pain of hell only if it would help for my friends in Judaism to see the truth of Jesus Christ and to come to salvation. Of course, it is not possible that God is punishing one who is loving God and the people in the grace of Jesus Christ. But Saint Paul did explain how far he would be ready to go in order to save the others. Yes, he did want to save their souls. Yes, but he himself has done it not because he was interested to save his soul mainly, but he said this and thought this because he was selflessly loving them, God and the people, the neighbors. And here we see what is important never to be forgotten. Love. Love God from your entire soul, from your whole heart, and with all your power you have. This is the main commandment. And Jesus said the second one, love your neighbor as yourself. And we see this is essential, and this should fill our hearts, and then it will lead us, it will open for us a deeper understanding of the mystery of salvation, because Jesus is loving us. And how can we deserve this? By no way. It is grace. It is free. It is for nothing. Not because we have a right on that he spread his blood, precious blood for us. No. It was his free decision and free will. And an eternal love of God has been revealed by this way. And when we do celebrate the wonderful feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, this is what is told here. We do adore the Sacred Heart who was beating for us and is beating for us in interest to save us, so we can return to the Father's house and then becoming also his children. And Saint Paul says in the epistle of the Feast of Sacred Heart of Jesus these wonderful words, may Christ find a dwelling place through faith in your hearts. May your lives be rooted in love, founded on love. May you and all the saints be enabled to measure in all its breadth and length and heights and depths the love of Christ, to know what passes knowledge. May you be filled with all the completion God has to give. And these are wonderful words, and we do adore his love. And every month when we do celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus Friday, we should remind this central truth that God wants to have our hearts. And then when we recognize God, understand him, he has revealed as the eternal absolute truth, and we can approach him only finally only when we are also loving him, as the saints have done and given us the good examples. So may the veneration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus bring us step by step closer to him, to the source of the grace, to the spring of the eternal life, And also with regard to our problems in life, the worries, the experiences of injustice, sometimes we have the impression, I am experiencing and suffering an injustice. Somebody has spread the wrong word about me, or they have misinterpreted my interests, and so on and so on. Is it true or not? But we are thinking, and we can best suffer it, carry it, accept this cross when we do an act of reparation too. But it is only possible when we are really loving God. And this is the biggest treasure we can have in our holy faith. The faith is possible only when united with hope and love. All these three divine virtues belong together. And also with regard to future, we do not know what will expect us in the future. Yes, and we make thoughts and we are worried and so on and so on. There are many reasons given to ask questions with regard to future. Yes, but the best preparation is when we carry the love of Christ in our heart, when we do also try to love God and the others by the same quality He has. Of course, we are not of divine nature. Yes, that's true. But nevertheless, Jesus has told, follow my steps, be my disciple. And so we should fight, we should accept the spiritual battle. And then, yes, on one hand, we do want to save our soul. But another person can say, no, I do not at all save my soul, but it will be automatically saved when I love Christ and the other people as much as the circumstances and my abilities do expect it from me. And I try to have a deep desire and a spiritual hunger, searching God and trying to serve Him. And then this is the biggest treasure, as already mentioned, and protection against all the evil action of dark power in this or that regard. Because who is carrying Christ in love in his heart, in faith, hope, and love? He is best protected and best armed, because he has the most important and the really essential condition to serve God and to sacrifice their own life for Him. And also with regard to the history of church, when we remember on the saints, on many other people who have confessed the truth of Jesus Christ, they could accept the cross and stay strong only because they had in this or that measure the love of God in their hearts. This is the only gives stability, spiritual stability to a person. And then we are not worried about the question, will my soul be saved or not? I don't want finally that my soul will be saved. I do want to love God in my life, and then my soul will be saved, because God is just and nobody will perish who is faithful to God's will, God's commandments, and who is trying to find Him and to adore Him in their own heart. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.